Blog Talk Radio.
Gratitude Hour on Ascension Magic Radio Show. Today is November 26th, 2015, and it's Thanksgiving! Yay! I want to start off by giving thanks to you for joining me today. And who am I? My name is Ron Ike, and you can call me Ronnie. I spell it with a Y. Some people do it I-E, but I spell it with a Y. Ascension Magic is the name of my business. I provide services and support to help you on the road to ascension. And this radio show is one way for me to do that. I am also an angel intuitive. I am a certified angel card reader, a Reiki practitioner, spiritual teacher, and a skilled metaphysician. By doing the work of my soul, I hope to awaken others so that they can live in their truth as a being of divine light. Because in truth, we're all one, you and I. There's no separation. It's only the fear that maintains this veil over our eyes. And love is the highest form of energy. Love is like a fabric that weaves us all together and dispels this illusion of separation. There's many other high vibrational energies besides love. We have joy, peace, forgiveness, and light. Yet there is one vibration that deserves mentioning today on this day of Thanksgiving, and that is the energy of gratitude. Saying thank you and acknowledging your good and being receptive and expecting nothing but the best. This is what the holiday of Thanksgiving is all about. And it's not just on an individual scale. It's taking our energy for gratitude as a collective energy when you gather in groups of people and you celebrate the many blessings that have been given to you. Okay, so that is the purpose of my show today, to collectively gather with you in the intention of gratitude. I will be taking your calls today, asking you to declare to the universe your abundance. What are you grateful for? I invite you to share your stories, your thoughts, your prayers, your love, your energy with the world. And let's put out a vibration today and display what many people call an attitude of gratitude. Let me just say that this is something that doesn't need to be done just one day, nor should it be done on just one day. All great spiritual teachers live their lives in constant gratitude. And I'd like to share with you a brief excerpt from a speech given by the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, who passed away just a few months ago. Wayne was such a kind and compassionate soul and a wise teacher who always spoke about gratitude and taking time each day to appreciate all that we've been given. And what this does is it sets the tone for the entire day, especially if you do this right upon waking. There's always something to be grateful for. So here's what Wayne said. Take the time today and always to appreciate this gift of life that we have been given. Remember and share love with your friends and family. Forgive those souls that do not share in your path and challenge your spirit. Thank them for teaching you that you yourself can work to improve yourself further in order to reach your higher self. Remember that child within yourself and embrace him or her. Admire yourself for your life's journey and how you will grow each day to fulfill your life's dharma. Namaste. And that was a short passage from the late Dr. Wayne Dyer. I love how it talks about taking time each day to appreciate your blessings. And one way that a lot of people do that is to do what's called a gratitude journal. This can be something personal, and you can go out and buy a pad of paper, or you can do it electronically to the entire world. I've seen people do it on blogs. I've seen it Facebook, websites, and other digital media. And what you do is each day you find at least one thing, could be more, that you're grateful for, and you put that energy out there. And what that does, that brings more of that to you. This is known as the law of attraction. In simple terms, it means that whatever you focus your thoughts, your energy, your intention on becomes attracted, like attracts like. And many people focus on what's missing or what's wrong in their lives, and this brings more of that energy to them. The same is true for the state of the world. If we focus on how terrible things are, you know, there's so much terrorism and there's crime and the economy and the climate. We will continue to see more of those problems in our life. Now, I'm not suggesting that we ignore these things. These are serious issues. What I'm suggesting is that we focus our intentions on the kind of place we would like this world to be, and then become that energy. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. And the angels say that we spend so much time worrying when we could better use our energy for something more productive. You have 24 hours in the day. How do you choose to use that time? That's your free will. Think about how much time you spend thinking about trivial things, worrying, stress. And remember that when I talked about those high vibrational energies, such as love and peace, forgiveness and gratitude, well, worry is one of the lowest forms of energy in the universe. It's fear-based, and it's not connected at all to love. It depletes our energy, and it sends out this message to the universe that you believe that you're disconnected from the divine. And there's numerous studies to show that worry creates an intense stress on our bodies and produces a cascade of chemical reactions in the brain, leading to illness and disease. You know, a little bit of anxiety from time to time is normal, but extreme anxiety, such as panic, you know, it's not a helpful energy. It's not a positive vibration. You can see it in a person when you look at their aura. You know, you can see it in their face, their posture, the way they hold themselves. Think about how it feels to be in the presence of someone who is really anxious or afraid, or someone, and the opposite. Imagine how it feels to be with somebody who is calm and at peace. You know, there's something about being in the presence of a calm and peaceful person that they just draw you in, okay? Be in that space of absolute trust, faith, and love, and peace. And it is in that space that abundance can flow to you. Think about how many times you've put out an intention, a prayer or a creation, but then kept checking in on it to see if it was going to happen. You know, that's lack of faith. And these are things that, you know, many of us, we're taught this as children. You know, we're modeled behaviors from our teachers, from our parents, from our relatives, religions. We learn how to devalue ourselves. And we don't realize that we are the ones that are creating our lives exactly as they are. We didn't learn that. You know, we're taught to victimize ourselves. And that needs to change. And this is especially true if you have relatives, or if you were around during the Great Depression, if you have family members that spoke of stories about, you know, how there wasn't enough and that we had to struggle to survive and that our jobs are a source of our paychecks. That's huge. And if you have that energy around you, or if you lived during that period, that has affected you on some level. And the truth is, we're truly abundant. And we get out of the way and we become open to any source of abundance. It doesn't have to be just your job. We're truly free, because in truth there is no lack or limitation. These are illusions. And some of you may or may not realize, but you may have made vows of poverty in a past lifetime. Perhaps you were a monk or a priest and you devoted your life to spirit. So you decided that, you know, material things didn't matter. And you carried that energy over into this lifetime unknowingly. It is also common for people to experience blocks by feeling unworthy or unlovable. And Archangel Raphael is here today with Archangel Michael to help us release these vows and feelings. And I'm asking them to be with you right now at this time. And what I would like to do before I get to your calls for today is just do a brief mini meditation to help us to clear some of these feelings of lack or limitation, anything that makes us feel unworthy or blocking our abundance. So what I'm asking you to do is just feel their presence with you right now, because I've asked them to be with you, and if you're open in that space, they will be there. Have the intention of them helping you. Archangel Raphael, please come now with your emerald green energy to soothe and heal any pain or trauma related to self-worth, abundance, or finances in this lifetime or any other lifetime or timeline or dimension. Archangel Michael, come now with your strength and your cobalt blue and gold energy and cut any cords of fear that is blocking us, any lack, limitation, worry, fear of any kind, we let it go to you now. And we ask that you clear the path before us. Any words that people have directed at us from past relationships where we were disappointed and we lost faith in God, we release. And Archangel Raphael, come close and heal us physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Help us to understand that lack is an illusion. We call forth our highest self, our highest good at this time, where we are provided for in all of our days. And may we know that peace. May we truly understand that. And they say that the chakra that deals with self-worth and expecting the best is your solar plexus, located in the belly button. And it's this bright yellow wheel of energy. Picture it now open, swirling around this bright yellow sun, bringing in all this wonderful good that you deserve. You deserve good things. It is safe for you to receive. It is safe for you to let go and receive your good now. We hereby sever any vows of poverty, lack, limitation, and we hold the energy of gratitude in our hearts. And remember, dear one, that even before you ask, it has been given to you. So wonderful. Sometimes I play music with those meditations, but that just was words that I wrote down last night. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. Again, we're talking about gratitude, and I'm going to be taking your calls, and I invite you to share out your stories, to declare what are you grateful for. I want to know what you're grateful for. And we're creating a sense of the law of attraction. What we put out attracts more of that to us. Now, the way I will distinguish your call for today, because I don't have a screener, I'm going to say your area code, and then I'm going to get you on the air. So I'm going to get to the phone lines, and I got some people calling in. My first call looks like you're calling from area code 951. I'd like to get you on the line here. Hold on for 1 second. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, I'm
so what are you grateful for today?
Well, everything, just the whole life experience. You know, I've actually kind of, in the last 10 years, I've gone from like being kind of rich or not, you know, having a few hundred thousand dollars to not having anything. But, you know, it's still the life, you know, of a journey of experience of life, you know. And, you know, it's not something I'd wish on myself, but, you know, it's still all part of the journey. If you could really appreciate that, you know, it's probably everything, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like it's you're very aware of the concept that you created your life the way that it's supposed to be, that, and you're not victimizing yourself, which is what a lot of people do, and you're understanding that all is perfection, and that's truly what a lot of the masters, the great masters and teachers have taught us, that all is perfection and all is well, and you live your life in a state of peace. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. Are you spending some time with your family today? I hope so.
Unfortunately, I'm not. My brother just sent me a text, but unfortunately, no.
Well, you're a part of our spiritual family, so even though you're not with your earth family, in spirit, we're all connected, and you're never alone, and there's a lot of love on the other side for you. I feel like there's a lot of heavenly help that's being given to you. Would it be all right for you if I drew an oracle card for you to give you a message from Archangel Michael?
Yes, please. I was hoping that you would do some reading.
Archangel Michael really wants to work with you. I feel like you really work with Jesus. Is really a major teacher for you. Like, you walk the path like Jesus. You know, you're very similar in your energy and what you've done in some other lifetimes. Like, you really have that same connection of teaching people that there's a deeper purpose, that there's something deeper besides what we see here with our physical eyes, and there's a lot of that energy. And don't be afraid of who you are and what you're here to do, because people don't need to understand you. You only need to understand you, okay? And remember also that lack and limitation are just illusions, and that's not
illusions.
The truth. So I want to draw, okay, they're saying three cards for you from Archangel Michael, and I'm asking Archangel Michael what he would like for you to know to give you some blessings and help you today. Okay, so the first card that comes for you, oh, there's actually two that stuck together. One says, go forward fearlessly. I love it. It's exactly what I was saying. Okay, it's just a message that you're guided every step of the way. The angels are with you. Your prayers have been heard. Okay, give your fears to the angels, to God, to the universe, and let them, let the angels, let your higher self guide you in the direction of your true life purpose. Okay, because you're a spiritual teacher, you're a mentor for a lot of people, I sense that, and just keep moving forward with that, because there's two other cards that come out to give validation. One says, this is your life's purpose. You are here to teach, you are here to spread this message, but the fear that you feel, because I feel like there's some fear, that's a past lifetime, that's a block that you're feeling. And when you feel that, okay, what you want to do is work with the Archangel Michael, who is like a coach and a motivator who can help us to push forward past this. And you also want to work with Jesus, because I know you already are. Jesus is really is right there with you to give you that compassion and understanding. Because what's happened is, you know, you have been on this high spiritual vibration, but it's disconnected from the lower vibration of where our planet is. And I'm not saying lower in the sense that it's bad. It's just that, you know, the earth plane that we're on, it's a totally different energy from the high vibration that, you know, that
sure,
Jesus
the
and other teachers are at.
Yeah, yeah.
So it creates like a disconnect, because you really connect with that high vibration, but you don't feel like you don't belong here. Like you feel like you're out of sync with the planet. And that's because you're here to bring that higher vibrational energy in. You're here to teach that, to anchor that, so to speak, and it's in your actual DNA. It's passed down through your generations. So just keep moving forward with that. So the other messages for you are to pay attention to your dreams. And that's a couple of messages. What that means is like the actual dreams you've been shown at night. But I feel like for you, it's more like the daydreams, like when you're getting these visions of where you need to be, and you're like, well, what does this mean? You know, we all get those visions, but that's your guidance telling you where to go next. And I'm seeing like a sailboat, which is like you're going in the direction you should be going, letting the wind take you. Because the last card that comes for you, it says, decide to be happy right now. Choose to be happy and to know that you are a divine spark of inspiration, and that you are safe, you're guarded, you're protected. There's nothing that you need to fear. Just move forward fearlessly. Archangel Michael is right there with you right now, and there's nothing you need to fear. There's nothing. It can be scary. I can feel where your energy is. It's like because this earth plane is so scary, it's so harsh, you know. But you're always guarded, you're always safe, you're always protected, and you just need to keep on moving forward with that.
As well. Hey, well, thanks.
So I hope that was helpful for you. I never got your name, by the way.
Nathaniel.
Wow, that's amazing. I love your name. Thank you. It's very fitting for you. It just has a strong vibration to you. You're like a lion. You know, I see like a lion energy, like moving forward, like very strong and brave. And, you know, just keep on doing what you're here to do, because you have an important message to bring to the world. And just know that all the things that have happened to you in your past, you already understand that as part of the reason, there's a reason for it, and that you're rising up to an even higher place than you ever were before. So I'm going to continue to send you positive energy, Nathaniel, to pray for you. And, you know, I want to thank you for being you and for calling in and sharing your awesome energy with us today.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you for your work.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, whatever it is that you wind up doing.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Awesome. So we're going to get back to the phone lines. I'm going to get to the next caller. Looks like you're calling from 917. I'm going to get you on the line. Oops, where'd it go? There we go. Hi, welcome to the show today. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for having your show today. You're such an angel. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Can I get your name, hun?
Hi, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. So we're sharing our stories of gratitude. We're expressing to the universe all the wonderful things. What would you like to declare to the universe?
I was born to say thank you. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm just thankful for everything and everyone. But I have been given a gift. I can see the God in everyone. So people are shocked that I say thank you so much, but it's just something that's just a part of me. I'm just grateful, and I understand that. So
beautiful.
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday. So you have an awesome weekend. You have Thanksgiving. You have your birthday. It's a lot of good energy. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I love that. Would you like me to draw a few cards for you from the angel cards to give you a message?
Yeah, I would like to know about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean. Yes.
Okay. Let's work with the romance cards. You're welcome, hon.
Okay.
let's think. You're right. Sean is his name. Okay, Sean. Okay,
Thank you.
I'm gonna think. You're very welcome. So we're thinking about Sean and Tina and what the angels would like you to know. Okay, so I'm drawing cards for you. The first card is, it says to flirt. It says extend your light energy to others. So, but that's a couple of messages. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're in a relationship, you're already flirting, but it's just saying, I feel like it's like, you know, have fun with the process, have fun with what's with the energy there, you know, play with it. Life's meant to be enjoyed, and we spend, you know, if you listen to the beginning of the show, I was saying sometimes we spend too much time worrying and putting out these trivial things when we should be enjoying our lives and spending our time enjoying it. So there's a couple more cards that come with you. It says chemistry and passion. Okay, so these cards are, like, really saying that this is really, like, it's like an intense connection between you. You know, there's chemistry, there's passion, and this could be the one. It's the next card that I pulled for you. It says you've already met the romantic partner that you seek. This is very positive for you. You know, there's a lot of passion, there's a lot of chemistry there. There's a lot of playful energy with this relationship. You know, it's like the fairies are there. It's like that kind of...
Yes.
Playful, super playful romance, but I feel like, you know, like, yeah, this is the romance of a lifetime for you, is what the cards are saying, and it's just kind of have fun with it, you know, you don't have to second guess it, because in your heart and soul, you know the truth, you know, like you said, you can't see the God in things, and you know where you're going with it, and it's funny, because I drew another card, and the card is playfulness, so there's a huge message for you about, like, playing, having fun, like, you know, enjoying your life, enjoying the relationship, and I think it's true for all of us, because we spend a lot of time in our relationships looking at the wrong things, you know, or what's going wrong, and we don't always focus on the positive things and the fun things and play with it and enjoy ourselves. So this message for you is to play, enjoy, have fun, be that playful person you are, flirt, you know, have fun, go out and do things, and sure enough, you're going to have, this is the romance of your lifetime. I mean, I drew another card that says true love, this is the romance of a lifetime. So I can't get any more validation than these cards that I'm drawing for you. But there's something about playfulness with it, you know, like just have fun with it and enjoy, and it'll just all naturally come into place. There's a lot of cherubs around you that are guiding this relationship. Yeah, and you're exactly where you need to be. Just show him how to have fun. Show him that playful side. Show him to how to bring that out. And I think that's going to make it stronger. It's going to create more of a bond. Like, go out and make that effort to increase the passion. You know, find some ways to be romantic, to flirt, and to do all those wonderful things that you love to do, because you're really connected to romance. I feel that a lot. You like that kind of stuff. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Tina.
Yeah, I thank God for your life, and this was a birthday present from God to me. So thank you.
It was from the angels. You asked for it, so they're giving you a birthday present to be yourself, and, you know, God bless you and what you do, and
God
know
bless
that
you.
I'm going to send you some extra energy tomorrow for your birthday, that you'll have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and blessings to you, too.
All right, Tina.
Have a great
day. Have a wonderful
day.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.
What an awesome message, guys. I love that. You know, the cards are not just for the people who call in. They're also for you. What have you been being super serious about? It's time to maybe lighten up a little bit and not try to figure things out so much and just learn to go with the flow. And I think that you'll have more joy and passion into your life, okay? So we're going to get back to the phone lines. And again, I'm asking you to call in and to share your messages of gratitude. What are you grateful for? You can share a story, a prayer, anything. And I'm going to get to the next call. You're calling from, area code 415. Looks like I recognize this call. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Is this
Hi.
Jamie?
Sure.
Hi, Jamie.
I guess that's a part of my identity. Yeah, hello.
Hi. So grateful
Hi,
to have
hello.
You call in today.
I'm grateful too.
You're a friend in my life. So what are you grateful
mm-hmm.
for? What would you like to publicly declare to the entire universe?
I am grateful for the present moment, because
mm-hmm.
with the present moment, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Any difficult experience you've ever had or are currently having, as long as you take a deep breath and just be aware of where you're at, what you're doing, and you just let go, you can just, it melt, everything just melts.
Mm-hmm.
It really melts.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, that was what I used to get through what I went through. And I always felt the presence of Christ, actually. It's funny how you're
mm-hmm.
speaking about Christ earlier. I always felt
mm-hmm.
the presence of Christ and the presence of a higher spiritual love. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was God, but I don't know. But anyway, I've always been super grateful for everything, for every experience in my life that it's brought me to a higher level of understanding, I guess.
Yeah.
A higher level of love, you know?
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, you're already very connected to a higher vibration, and you're aware of that fact. So that's true. What a reminder for us to be grateful for the things we have in the present moment. I want to draw some cards for you since you called in today. So are you ready for that? Are you open to that?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so I'm working with a deck for you called Messages from Your Angels from Doreen Virtue. I have like a bazillion of her decks. I really love her card decks. And I'm also want to work with the Ascended Masters because the Ascended Masters and, you know, Jesus and those high vibrational energies really work with you. So I'm going to connect with your higher self, your angels. I'm going to ask what they want you to know right now. What do you need to know to assist you at this moment in time, on your path, on your journey, to give you a message of divine light and love and inspiration. Okay, so this card wants to come for you, Jamie. And the angel on there, it says Serafina, and it says, I am the angel of families. A happy change or addition is coming to your family. So it's a couple things. It's a message of, it's all about family, but a lot of times it means like, you know, childbirth or something. But there's a lot of different messages when I look at this card for you. It's a connection with your true spiritual family, because they have been really like coming forth into your space now, like your true origins of your soul. They really have been coming close to you. So that's what I feel like this is a sign of, because that's what I get when I look at this card. But it's also like there's happy changes in your family. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
changes, and I think you're really adept at going with the flow and trusting the divine purpose of what you're here to do. There's nothing you need to worry about. Your family's watched over, you know, the family issues that you've healed from your childhood have really come full circle, and you're in a much different place than you were even a year ago.
Yep.
You've really made great progress, and it's important to acknowledge that and to feel that in your heart, that love, that work that you've been doing on yourself and other people. So there's a few other cards that come out with this reading for you, Jamie. One is, okay, it's Merlina, and it says, you are confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek expert advice before you make a decision. So there's been some decisions you've been trying to make. I feel like you've been thinking about moving or something, like maybe to the East Coast or something, or going on a trip or something, something about like the East Coast.
Well,
I don't know.
I was thinking about going to visit my family, but then I thought I made the choice that I'm gonna, I feel like I'm just going back into the past, and I just want to move forward. And I mean, I may, when circumstances change, I may go and visit, but I don't know yet. Really don't know. Like that indecisiveness is very true.
Yeah. Because I as you're talking, I'm shuffling cards, and a card came out. It says, conditions aren't favorable right now. Wait or look into other options, or ask the angels to help you. So that's sort of a validation for you. That's also a message to say, to help heal the situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. So putting yourself in their shoes and sort of understanding the path that they had to walk through, the path that they went through, and why things are the way they are, that'll help to bring some clarity, and vice versa, and understanding that they are able to understand your situation as well. So it's like a double message. And I'm going to also work with the Ascended Masters here, and I'm going to ask what the Ascended Masters want to tell you for today. Okay, so let's see. We're thinking of Jamie's energy, bring him blessings, and help him in his highest light and highest good. Okay. So the Ascended Master for you, are you ready for this? You're going to be like blown away. It's Jesus. And, of course, because you work very closely, it says, open your heart to love. Open your heart to love. And it shows Jesus with all these animals as if, you know, like Jesus is just like a guide for these animals, like a teacher. But out of all the cards that I drew today, I feel like the one that's most important for you is the one that says, to help heal the situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. You know, that's something that sometimes you have struggled with, and trying to understand, like, well, why did this person do that, and why did that happen? And, you've been seeing the things why, but you don't always have to try to analyze it in your head all the time and try to figure it all out so much, is what I mean. You know, once you get it, just understand it and move on, because sometimes I feel like you can have a tendency to analyze it too much, and that kind of gets you in trouble. But overall, you know, just keep on moving forward and trusting where you're going. As that's true for anybody, you know. There is a unicorn around you. I just saw a unicorn that kind of popped its head in, and I feel like this unicorn is kind of helping you to move forward, because you know you're ready to move forward, but there's still some lingering fear that's being cleared away, you know, and I feel like it's almost like you're waiting for like perfect timing to make your move.
Right.
You know,
it's funny you say that, because
I think like that's what's making you feel sort of out of sync, because you know you don't need to wait for that. You know, you can ask for signs, but you can do what you're here to do already. You know, you can do what you're here to do. You don't need to wait for anyone to validate it or anything, anyone to do anything. You can do all of your work, everything you're here to do right now in this very moment. Just give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to be successful. I think that's an important message for you. And come out of the spiritual closet, you know, come out. Like I said,
you know,
another card.
It's funny you say that. As I was walking, I had a dream, I was walking with my wand in hand, and I'm walking through this neighborhood, and all these people are like passing me, and they're not really looking at me, but I'm holding my wand. I'm not really holding the wand, like I'm holding it like I'm by my waist. I'm not really, so it kind of, I guess it tells me that I'm kind of wanting to put myself out there, but I guess, like you said, there's still some lingering fears.
Yep.
Around
and it's
that,
like you're waiting to have, you're trying to figure everything out.
Right, waiting for the perfect time.
and that time will never come. You know, there's always going to be something that's going to pop up in your head. Some type of, these are called, this is what Doreen Virtue calls a delay tactic. It's your ego trying to sabotage you.
Right.
Because we know that the more people that we're going to help, the louder our ego is going to kick and scream and prevent us from doing this work. Because we think about all the bad things that could happen because we've been disappointed in this life. We've been hurt, and we think about all those things, and we just dwell on that, and that delays you from doing what you're here to do. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to come out of the closet, come out of the spiritual closet, and to work your magic, you know, to do it, to not live up to other people's expectations, to know that
you hit it right in the nail. That's it right there. That's funny. That's what it is. It's like deep down, I'm like, I'm afraid that I'm gonna disappoint somebody.
You only have yourself to disappoint.
Wow.
You know, there's only yourself. In the end, when we have our life review, we look back at ourselves, and you know, you have a choice. You have free will. You can choose to act, or you cannot choose to act. But think about whatever it is that's holding you back. You know, I feel like a lot of it is these feelings of lack that have been holding you back, and you've been thinking about that a lot. And it's like I said at the beginning of the show, that whatever you focus your energy on is going to attract itself to you. It's going to attract itself to you. So just kind of get out of the way and allow that space to come in, because you're ready. You're ready. You are an amazing light worker, and you know that, and you have a lot to give, just keep on celebrating all that you are and all that you do, and let your work happen. You know, when you feel that fear come up, when you feel those like those sabotaging techniques, those delay tactics that come up, that's when you want to pray. That's when you want to let go and trust and ask Archangel Michael to come and release that from you, to release that from you.
Yeah,
because that's very common. I've had that in my life as well. It's common, but just let go.
I feel like I have a huge release, like a huge release.
Good.
Oh. Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But give yourself permission to fly. You know, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to get permission from anyone except yourself. Give yourself permission. You know, open that door and come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like you needed to hear today.
Yeah.
Give yourself permission.
Wow,
it's safe for you to be powerful. It is safe for you to be powerful.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
So thanks for calling in, Jamie. It's always great talking with you. And I'm going to continue to. You know, send you some positive energy and some love. And, you know, we can talk offline because I know, you know, we're friends, so.
Okay.
But have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And, you know, just know it's going to work itself out. Just if you believe it will, it will.
All right, Ron.
Okay, Jamie.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Lots of
All
love
right.
to you, hon. Okay.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I hope, guys, you're paying attention to the messages that come forth, because even if they're not specifically for you, you know, if you're not calling in or if you're listening, there's always something that the angels bring for all of us. And a lot of times when I do readings for people, the readings are also for me. So pay attention to what your own angels, your own intuition is saying as you listen to what these callers are. So again, thank you so much for joining me. We're sharing what we're grateful for, all our gratitude, our abundance. We're putting that out there in the universe, declaring and projecting out a space of peace and abundance into the world. I have one more call that's calling in. It looks like it's a Skype call. I'm going to ask you to kind of get on the line here. Let me get you in here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. Can I get your name?
Hi. Oh, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So we're sharing what we're grateful for, and I'm going to ask you, what would you like to declare to the universe publicly that you're grateful for? What would you like to say? Hello? Okay, so we got disconnected. That's fine. So as you know, the show must go on. The show must go on. So it looks like... We're kind of running out of time here because it looks like I've taken all my callers. So I trust the perfect divine timing in the universe to bring us all the messages that needed to come forth for today. Let me just check Facebook to see if there's any messages there on Facebook. No, I don't see anybody post a message on Facebook. So there's been a lot of positive energy being displayed today, and I want to thank you all for joining me. I want to tell you quickly about an event that I'm hosting tomorrow called White Light Friday. And we all know that in America, I think it's all across the world, we call tomorrow Black Friday. And the term Black Friday has a lot of negative connotations associated with it, you know. And I want to collectively change the name Black Friday to White Light Friday. And my premise is that every hour or whenever you can, you know, you focus your intention on sending light and love to the planet. It's like I said, as you visualize the world as you want it to be, so it will be. So my intention is that every hour we will all join together and collectively join and see this bright light of all of our light workers together lifting up our planet out of fear and coming into this age of peace and love and positive vibrations. So that's happening tomorrow. You can find out on Facebook, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Check the events, and there's a White Light Friday there. Just click interested or that you're going. I mean, and even if you can't do it every hour, just please join me with your positive light and intention tomorrow. So if you want to get a professional reading with me, you can check out my Facebook page again. You can also look at my website, ascensionmagic.com. I invite you to follow the radio show if you really enjoyed the radio show, if you liked what I do. You know, there's lots of good shows, too, on the archives, by the way, for you to listen to. So click follow. I'd love to have you be a fan of me. I also have a YouTube channel where I do readings, weekly readings for you. And I want to end the show by just wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. And I want to wish you peace. And my intention is that there's peace on earth, peace for all of us, and that we may all have true abundance through now and all the days ahead. And may there truly, truly be peace on earth. Okay, and we always like to end it with some love.